Perhaps for many of us, the solemnity of the Annunciation means we're 9 months away from Christmas, because today marked the reality that the Word became flesh. If we truly believe that life begins at conception, today Mary conceived through the power and working of the Holy Spirit after her fiat to the will of God. And this fiat, or her yes to the Lord, is very important, because we have to remember that even though God had reserved her and had saved her with the singular preeminent grace, which we call the Immaculate Conception, He also gave her true and total freedom to say yes to Him. And today, when the angel Gabriel was sent to her, it's all dependent on her fiat, her yes, to let everything be according to God's will. Her fiat was not just something that was ordinary. It came from her radical trust to God, knowing that even though this was not something that she planned, but she was willing to accept God's will because she loved God, because her will was united to His will. Her total, her all, her whole being belonged to God. This is what we're called to be. Our faith is not in the business of trying to figure out, trying to understand everything. Oftentimes I hear young people say, "Father, prove to me that God exists. Tell me according to all of my reason, all of my intellect, all of the scientific proof that God exists, and I will believe." But perhaps if we only believe in God according to our humanistic understanding, then God easily remain an ideology. He remains something up here in our intellectual group. But Mary today shows us that there are things, there are times, there are occasions, there are encounters where God is inviting us to say yes to Him, even when our mind, our intellect cannot comprehend. And we have to trust in Him. We have to give our all to Him. Said, "Lord, even though I don't understand this, even though I don't have control over this, I trust You. I love You. I give You my everything." In the first reading today, you heard from the book of the prophet Isaiah about how God spoke to Ahaz. And we know that Ahaz is one of the wicked men and king in history. And Ahaz didn't really care about another Messiah or someone who will come to take his place. For Ahaz, in his mind, when he thinks that there's another Messiah or someone who is sent by the Lord, he thinks in political terms. He thinks in alliance terms. He thinks in human terms. But the Lord promised him today that He will send someone more than what Ahaz could comprehend. His name shall be Emmanuel. God is with us. God wants to send someone among us to live like us in all things but sin, and to help us not only on a humanistic and political or secular level, but on a spiritual level, to remind us that God is with us. Jesus did not come to create a new kingdom, a new reality, a new realm, a new set of rules. He came to fulfill the promise that God had made to His people, to restore them back into their dignity, their respect, their vocation as sons and daughters of God. And that's why in the letter of Hebrews today, we're called to become like Christ. Christ, who have said that I come to do Your will, O God. Mary and Christ are the same, in the very different and singular way, but their desire is the same, to do the will of the one who sent them, the will the one of the one who loved them, the will of the Heavenly Father. Christ's will was united to his Father, just as Mary's will was united to her God. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, for us too, as we celebrate the Annunciation today, may we remember that there are time, there will be time in our very own life, our own journey of faith, when we try to understand things according to our humanistic intellect, or are feeling lost, not knowing what's going to happen. Yet at those moments, we have to be like Mary in seeking to do the will of God, to love God at all costs, and to become more like Christ in laying down our life to do God's will and to embrace everything that God has given us. The lesson of the Annunciation of the lesson is the lesson of the fiat. Let it be done to me according to your word.